GS Radio 93.5, happy Friday. I'm Carla joining you, and we now have elected Chief Mark Hill on the line for our weekly update. So thanks for taking the time to give us this update today. How are you?
Thank you, Carla, for having me. I'm doing well, thank you. Scanout, Sago, and good day, Six Nations. I hope this week's radio show finds everyone staying warm and healthy as we begin to experience snow and colder weather, unlike today. Today feels much like a spring day. I hope everyone is enjoying this weather. I'm going to move right into our pandemic update as usual. Six Nations is still experiencing a high number of COVID-19 cases. As of yesterday's stats update, we have 41 active cases within our community. Of the 26 new cases we have had in the last week, 3 were fully vaccinated, meaning the vast majority were unvaccinated. We also currently have 223 people in self-isolation. As we enter the holiday season, more people will be gathering with their friends and families indoors. This, coupled with cold and flu season, is raising concerns about the spread of COVID-19 within our community. This virus is still very much a threat to our people, and we are still very much in a pandemic, and we cannot continue on as if we aren't. I'm urging our community members to exercise caution by limiting the size of your gatherings and the number of events you attend. You never know who may have COVID-19 and could be spreading it unknowingly. If you are fully vaccinated, you can still contract and spread the virus. This does not mean that the vaccines don't work. However, our community has a significant lower vaccination rate compared to other regions, and we need to be protecting those who are most vulnerable to this infection. Additionally, we need people to be seeking COVID-19 testing when they first begin to experience symptoms. This ensures that the virus isn't unknowingly again being spread while people continue with their daily activities despite displaying symptoms. Please, even if you think it's just a cold, we ask that you please get tested right away and stay home. It's also crucial to abide by self-isolation orders from healthcare professionals to ensure that the virus doesn't spread to others. Public health is continuing to monitor the new variant that was first detected in South Africa, and although not much is known about this new variant at this time, we're encouraging everyone to be proactive by getting vaccinated or seeking a third dose booster if you are eligible. Additionally, children ages 5 to 11 are now eligible for the vaccine, and all COVID-19 vaccine appointment bookings can be made either online at sixnationscovid19.ca or over the phone by calling 226-227-9288. Walk-in appointments are also available, as are the flu shots. Moving into now community updates, today once again is Face Mask Friday. Cloth face coverings are available in our Veterans Park for free. We ask that you please take what you need. And as always, if you would like to make a mask donation, please contact our Public Works office at 445-4242. And speaking of Public Works, they will be upgrading their wastewater system on Tuesday, December 14th from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. And as a result, there will be a lane closure during this time between 2018 4th Line and 2062 4th Line. Lastly, I would also like to note that all Six Nations, the Grand River Council departments will be closed for annual holiday closure beginning December 23rd at 2 p.m. and will reopen January 4th at 8:30 a.m. A list of essential services contact information is being prepared and will be made available to our community very soon, so we ask that you please stay tuned for these details. That does conclude my radio update for this week. And as always, I want to thank Nyawet Jukasa Radio for continuing to provide your airwaves for these important weekly updates. And Nyawet also to everyone for listening. And until next week, stay safe, stay healthy, and please be kind to one another. And look forward to providing further updates next week with you, Carla.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today. We'll look forward to next week's update and have a good weekend.
You as well. Take care.